for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 88 tonight, 90% chance for rain with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The uncertainty regarding Illinois high school sports in the fall should be addressed this afternoon. The Illinois High School Association convened this morning, and it's expected to reveal a plan for what the fall season at the very least may or may not look like. In the past few weeks, rumors have swirled around the possibilities of swapping seasons, moving the start of all sports to January, or canceling some sports altogether. After putting out its own guidelines to start July, the IHSA said later that it would abide by the recommendations of the IDPH and ISBE. Governor J.B. Pritzker says his office isn't offering up a mandate, but he isn't enthusiastic about the idea of holding sports moving forward.
And I'm, you know, deeply concerned, frankly. I mean, I've seen other countries have actually opened up schools and with no mitigations around sports. And guess what? There's been an outbreak among the kids who are in sports. So I'm concerned about this. It's not something that we've issued a mandate about at the moment, but it is something that I'm deeply concerned about and we're watching very closely. Look, this is not going to be like a fall like any other that we've seen. The school semester is just going to be different. People are going to have to expect that, and they're going to have to remain flexible. Parents, teachers, students, everybody.
The IHSA said it should announce its plan in the early afternoon. More news next.
End of summer sale is going on this week at the Willow Tree, 106 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield. Stop by for our summer markdowns in our bargain corner and throughout the store. We have our new locally handmade soaps in store also. The Willow Tree is still offering curbside service. We can bring it right to your car. We thank you for shopping locally and look forward to seeing you at the Willow Tree in downtown Fairfield for our sidewalk sales this week.
In other news, 32-year-old Wayne City resident Jesse R. Sexton was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. He pleaded guilty to a count of criminal trespass to a motor vehicle and was sentenced to 1 year probation. A separate count and case were dismissed per his plea, and Sexton was also ordered to pay $440 in fines and court costs. Three people were booked in the Wayne County Jail recently. 26-year-old Fairfield resident Krista N. Asher was arrested by state police early this morning on a Wayne County warrant for battery, and its bond was set at $770. She was also charged with possession of controlled or counterfeit substances. Asher was held in the jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond for the new charge. 49-year-old Sandoval resident Christopher L. Melton was arrested yesterday morning by the Sheriff's Department on a Wayne County warrant for theft over $500. Melton was held pending the posting of $7,520 bond. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Anthony J. Incaprera was arrested last night by Wayne City Police on a Wayne County warrant for possession of over 100 grams of cannabis. He was held pending the posting of $520 bond. 11 entries were judged in the recent Edwards County 4-H Goat Show, and all received a blue ribbon. Exhibitors and classes included Kaylee Vallette, Braden Childers, Riley Delancey, Maverick Moore, Haley Beerster, and JC Beerster in market goats, Childers in non-registered dairy female over 5 months and under 1 year, JC Beerster in non-registered percentage and other meat goat breeds doe 2 through 5 years, Moore in non-registered percentage and other meat goat breeds doe over 5 years, and non-registered percentage and other meat goat breeds female under 5 months, and J.W. Sims Reisner in registered meat goat doe 2 to 5 years. The Wayne City Community Building will host a drive-through fish fry fundraiser from 5 to 7 this Friday. The meal will cost $10, and the menu includes fish, fries, baked beans, slaw, and dessert. Vehicles should form a line heading south on the west side of the building. Proceeds from the event will go toward roof repair at the Sims Community Center. The Wayne County Health Department announced one additional positive case of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon, a female in her 60s. The department also announced a male in his 20s tested positive for the virus yesterday morning, and the county had 33 lab-confirmed positive cases. 26 people had recovered, 6 were in isolation at home, and 1 person with the virus passed away. The department will continue to investigate each case to ensure the isolation of the positive patient and the quarantine of close contacts. Anyone contacted by public health officials should respond quickly. The Edwards County Health Department was notified yesterday of one positive case as well, bringing its total to 12. The individual is isolated at home and is not allowed to leave until they can no longer transmit the disease. The state announced 1,076 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 30 additional deaths, and the Egyptian Health Department says a Saline County resident passed away due to complications with the virus. Statewide totals sat at 173,731 cases and 7,446 deaths. Marion County reported 6 new cases yesterday, Jefferson County added 3, and White County added 2, according to their health departments. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for July 21st through the 27th was 3.8%. The latest positivity rate for the southern region was 6.5% on the 25th. The Fairfield City Council met last night and unanimously approved a Memorandum of Understanding with the IBEW on residency change, as well as an ordinance amendment regarding residency. Aldermen also established May 1st as the effective date for rate changes under the city's new utility rate ordinance. The move will place the changes for the next 4 years in line with the city's fiscal year. The council also approved 2 street closing requests. Jason Mason of NYOC requested a closure from 3 to 10 p.m. on August 30th. Some aldermen raised safety concerns involved in closing city streets and suggested other locations, such as a city park or the fairgrounds, might be better alternatives. Aldermen Tyler Lampley, Gary Moore, Terry Stahl, and Brett Cole voted no on the closure. Aldermen Eugene McGill, Jerry Lisenby, Jim Griffith, and Ralph Barbary voted yes, and Mayor Brent McGuire cast the tie-breaking vote to grant the closure. However, the mayor also said he thought NYOC should seek another venue going forward. Elks members C.G. Reeser and Jason Musgrave requested Southeast 2nd Street be closed on October 17th from noon to midnight. The Elks plans to host a concert by the Ben Nation Band and said the extra space would be needed to socially distance. The pair said the event is a club fundraiser, and it would handle all safety and security measures. The council unanimously approved that request. In the miscellaneous portion of the meeting, Alderman Lampley said he was happy to see bridge culverts being cleaned out to assist with flood control, but more would need to be done to address the city's flooding issues. The Illinois Department of Human Services has awarded the Kitty College Early Childhood Center a Child Care Assistance Program contract in the amount of $440,000. The funds will be used to help parents pay for child care. Parents must be working and meet the newly increased income eligibility guidelines, and they will pay only a small copay based on their income. Eligibility is determined on site, and parents will immediately know if they qualify. Frontier Community College will hold its annual commencement ceremony on Friday. The college made the decision to hold the 2020 graduation virtually in an effort to maintain the safety of students, staff, families, and the community. Graduation regalia and diplomas will be mailed to students, and the ceremony will be available for viewing on iecc.edu/FCC. Wabash Valley College will also hold its commencement ceremony on Friday, and it has also been changed to a virtual venue. Updates on the event and information regarding graduation documents will be sent to students and posted on WVC social media accounts. Village of Springerton water customers are under a boil order until further notice. Officials say customers should be sure to boil all water to be used for human consumption. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, the Wayne County Retired Teachers Association will not meet in August. Members will be notified at a later date about plans for the October meeting. Crop conditions continue to improve, according to the latest statewide weekly crop report. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says corn is moving right along.
22% of acres have reached the dough stage compared to 28 normally. The condition of the crop was 5% very poor to poor, 21 fair, and 74% good to excellent. That is better than the previous week.
Schleusener also says 67% of soybeans are blooming.
36% of acres are setting pods. Soybean conditions were reported as 5% very poor to poor, 19 fair, and 76% good to excellent, and that is also better than 1 week earlier.
97% of winter wheat had been harvested, and the second cutting of alfalfa was 81% complete. Average statewide topsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 11% short, 79% adequate, and 9% surplus. The Illinois Secretary of State's office continues to promote the use of CyberDriveIllinois.com to avoid long lines at driver's license facilities, according to spokesperson Beth Kaufman.
Number one would be your vehicle registration sticker. That is available online. All you need is your PIN number and your registration number, which are normally the card which you keep in your glove compartment. Those are located there. If not, drivers can call our office to get those numbers, but that you can do online. You can also, if you have a lost license and you need to get a duplicate, you can do that online. And if you're a safe driver and you're eligible for safe driver renewal, you can do that online at CyberDriveIllinois.com. Secretary White initiated the fact that, and it was passed through, that expiration dates have been pushed back to November 1st, so there is no need for drivers to rush in to get their driver's license renewed, ID renewed, vehicle sticker renewed. So law enforcement is aware that those expiration dates have been pushed back to November. Secretary White is reminding people, no need to stand outside, no need to wait in line, you still have time.
Kaufman says organ and tissue donor registration can also be completed by visiting lifegoeson.com. In an unrelated move, the Fairfield and McLeansboro Driver's Services facilities have been closed until August 5th and 6th. The moves are precautions after a positive test of COVID-19 by an employee. Other employees are being quarantined, and the facilities will be cleaned and sanitized according to CDC guidelines. The Illinois State Museum is reopening with safety precautions in place after closing for 4 months because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The system's flagship site in Springfield opened Saturday. The Dixon Mound site in Lewiston opened earlier last week, as did the State Museum's Research and Collection Center in Springfield, where visitors must make an appointment. The ISM Lockport Gallery will remain closed until further notice. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Jay Wilderman Autoplex and Mount Carmel's Summertime Super Celebration is all happening this month. Our biggest sale of the year on all new and pre-owned vehicles. Every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram has been super sale priced. Up to $11,001 off Rams and F-150s, and up to $7,001 off Renegades. Over 200 pre-owned bargains available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. We are saving you every dollar we can at JayWildermanAutoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 88. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,477, up 98 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,513, up 111. September crude oil is at $41.24. That is up 20 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 89-year-old Johnsonville resident Harold Lee Rector died on Tuesday. Harold Rector is survived by sons Rick of Texas and Randy of Johnsonville, 7 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and 8 great-great-grandchildren. Services for Harold Rector will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Garrison Temple Cemetery. Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City is in charge of arrangements. 72-year-old Louisville, Kentucky resident Nyleen Cheryl Walker died on July 18th. Nyleen Walker is survived by sister Noreen Corder, one sister-in-law, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Nyleen Walker will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Bethel Cemetery in Ellery. Memorials may be made to the cemetery. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 81-year-old Mill Shoals resident Bobby G. Taylor died on Tuesday. He was a member of the Mill Shoals Baptist Church. Bob Taylor is survived by his wife, Jean, children Fran Alexander of Carmi and Randy Taylor of Crossville, 7 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Bob Taylor will be held at noon on Thursday, tomorrow, at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. Burial will follow in Shrewsbury Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Mill Shoals Baptist Church, and they will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old McLeansboro resident Amos Leslie Draper died on Monday. Amos Draper is survived by his wife, Carolyn, one daughter, one granddaughter, one great-granddaughter, one brother, and sisters Ruth Mayberry of Kansas, Janet Hosick of Norris City, and Tammy Chambliss of Wayne City. Services for Amos Draper will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 9 to service time. Burial will be at Brush Harbor Cemetery. 59-year-old Enfield resident Cynthia K. Pierce died last Thursday. Cynthia Pierce is survived by sons Justin and Wesley and 10 grandchildren. No formal services for Cynthia Pierce will be held at this time. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Interiors Sit and Sleep in Vincennes. 1 year anniversary sale is going strong. Darv, tell us what's going on this week.
We have special pricing on all of our living room furniture, mattress sets, recliners, lift chairs, even some bedroom furniture as well.
What are some things you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, yeah, I'd like to invite all your listeners. They've not had a chance to stop by here and see everything that I have here or things that I can get. We've got some special pricing. We're having a great time.
Do you have financing?
We do have financing available. We offer delivery as well. We have also have a no credit check financing.
And tell our listeners again why you decided to have this special savings event.
Well, we've decided with since we've been here for 1 year and our anniversary sale, we've kind of pulled all the chocks out and we're making special deals throughout the entire store. We're giving away 2 free Holiday World tickets. There's no purchase necessary for that. All you have to do is stop by and get registered. I look forward to seeing all your listeners out there to stop by and see what all we have.
It's Interior, Sit, and Sleep. Across from Dumas North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Partly sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 88. A 90% chance for rain tonight with a low of 70 and a 90% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 75. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a chance for showers on Friday, a high of 78 and low of 65. Chance for rain on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 80 with a low of 62. And then on Sunday, scattered showers are possible with a high of 82 and a low of 62.